Amen. So I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Hope it felt good. And I just want to ask you three questions and just yell out the answer. What kind of key can't open doors on Thanksgiving? What kind of key cannot open doors on Thanksgiving? A turkey. Why was the Thanksgiving soup so expensive? Why was it so expensive? Why was anybody have soup on Thanksgiving? Normally it's giblet gravy-ish soup. Because it had 24 carrots. That's why it was so expensive. What last one? I just only had three questions. What role do green beans play in Thanksgiving, in the Thanksgiving dinner? What role? What role does green beans play? I'm a mac and cheese guy and a dressing guy. So many side dishes have so many roles, but what role does green beans? Casserole! Ka-dunch! All right, so excited to share today. Today is going to be part one of part two teaching, and it's titled Need Advice. Or advice for the need. Everybody say need advice. So I want you to see it kind of like how I see it. Need advice. And so advice for needs. So many needs. We have so many levels of needs. And so need advice. Philippians, we're going to come from Philippians 4:19. Need advice. Look at somebody and say, you need advice? Does your need advice? Do you need advice for a particular need that you have? So I'm setting it up this way. Need advice. Advice for the need. Philippians 4:19. Give you a second to get there. Give you 15 more seconds. Need advice. Do we need advice? All of us need advice. The Bible says there's safety in the multitude of counsel. That's why I am honored and humbled to just be a part of this village of teaching something from the book, the good book. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need. Everybody say supply all. Supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Everybody say need. So we know need has something to do with something that's important. Something that's required, that's a must have. When you think of need, need is, I gotta have it. It is necessary. It is a necessity. God will supply all of your requirements. All of what's important to you? Is it important to God? Is my must haves the same thing as God's must haves? Then God will supply all of your need. What's necessary? Is it necessary? It comes from need, comes from a Greek word that actually means business. If you're taking notes, it has something to do with task. It has something to do with what you need for a journey. Of course, we know we're on this Christian walk. We are taking a journey. We are here on earth. We're in a hotel, obviously. We're in this body, and so God will supply all of your need. So obviously it has something to do with kingdom business. Our need. Is our need related to God's kingdom business? Hope that makes sense. So Matthew 21 says, won't be long today. Again, this is part one of part two. Matthew 21 verse 1 says, give you a second to turn there. It's on the screen. Matthew 21. Very familiar passage. God will supply all of your need. Everybody just shout out one more time. Need. Now, when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples saying to them, go into the village opposite of you and immediately, everybody say immediately, you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone say anything to you, you shall say. I'll say that one more again. If anyone has, I'm paraphrasing. If anyone has anything to say to you about my request, about what I'm asking, I'll say it one more time. If anybody got anything to say to you about what the Lord is requesting, the Lord has, you shall say, this is the instructions, the Lord has need of them. Everybody say need. You mean to tell me God has needs? Remember, the Greek word has something to do with what? A task, business, kingdom business. So we know God, there's God's business. Amen? So if anybody got anything to say to you about what I am asking, just say to them, the Lord has need of them, and immediately. Now it's immediate one more time. We got immediately two times. He will send them. Everybody say all of this. The Bible says all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. Imagine if you were the colt and the donkey. Imagine if you were, I know that's kind of a crazy ask, but if I was the colt and the donkey, I would be like, I'm a part of all of this kingdom business. I'm a part of this, what God wants. Everybody say, we are a part of this. All of this was done that it may be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey. The need. Everybody say immediately. So if God is in this season using, he is looking for a host. He's looking for somebody. Are you ready? Because what he's doing may need somebody just ready to go. Amen. So if I'm out in the streets and you guys are with me, we're just chilling, we're trying to find something to eat, and somebody's trying to come up to me and fight, I need somebody that's ready when? Immediately. Look at somebody and say, do you got my back? So are we good for business? Need, business, task. Are we good for business? Is God looking at us and say, yes, he's good for business. She's good for business. Because we are a part of the journey. Remember, need from a Greek word that has something to do with journey, task, business. We are a part of the script. Scriptures. Scriptures. There's a script. Scriptures. We are a part of the journey. So are we a suitable host? So I have somewhat trouble thinking that God has a need. But when I look at it, like God has kingdom business to accomplish, then I'm okay with it. It feels better. That makes sense? And so God needs a host. How is he going to get accomplished what he needs to get accomplished? God doesn't need us, but we are useful as a host. How many had guests to your at your house on Thanksgiving? Yeah, you host it. You host. But also host is a body. We are a spirit, and then our body is a host where God's spirit should dwell. Amen? So are you a good host? How have you been hosting the Spirit of God? Have you been a good host as it relates to kingdom business? If God is using me, I am a walking, living, breathing need. It's about God's business. It's about kingdom business. I do want to transition to something that's interesting. And the only reason why I'm lifting this is because the findings and the observations is profound. And it comes from this gentleman named Abraham Maslow. You may have heard of him, Maslow. And his observations does not support. His observations basically doesn't explain the Bible. The Bible explains his observations. So I just want to be clear as I'm lifting this. Abraham Maslow was a humanistic psychologist. If you're taking notes, he created this and organized this thing called hierarchy of needs. Everybody say needs. That's the only reason why I'm lifting this, because God will supply all of our need, all right? Abraham was famous for the hierarchy of needs. What makes us tick as a human being? What gets us excited? What makes us motivated? He was a humanistic psychologist. He made the strong effort to somewhat distance himself and explain his observations apart from religious and biblical foundations. So he was a smart guy. Everybody say he was a smart guy. Abraham Maslow, all right, he's not in the Bible, but he was, a psychologist, smart guy. But a lot of times we can be, mama would say, you just so smart. You're too smart for your own what? Your own good. So in other words, you just got to be careful when we're trying to come up with these answers. And first of all, if we have a revelation, it's a gift from God, because you didn't come up with that. It existed before you were here. That's why it's called a revelation. It was revealed to you. And so these things were revealed to Abraham Maslow. And so you just got to be careful, because Acts 17:28 says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." All right? And so every good and perfect gift comes from above. Amen? So, yes, he's smart. Abraham Maslow is smart. These observations are great. But again, these observations do not support the Bible. All right? The Bible supports these observations. All right? So we're just kind of bringing clarity. And I want to lift this because this hierarchy of needs has five tiers, and it's basically building it from the ground up. Everybody say foundation. And so it's basically the top dog is self-actualization. We will talk about that next week, self-actualization. But the physiological needs are basically, in its simplest form, we need food. Amen? We need water. He is saying after you have fulfilled or graduated from one level of need, you're like, I'm good. I'm good to go. I feel okay. I got food. I got water. Everybody shout this. What's next? His observations is profound. It is how he organized it. So it's like, I'm good on food. I'm good on shelter. I'm good on clothing. So what's next? So now we feel like we need safety. We need to make sure that the safety need the need to feel safe. Anybody feel like it? Definitely in 2020, in the back of our minds, in the front of our minds, is we got to make sure we are what? We up in here with masks on. So that is so true. So definitely we make decisions based on that need to feel safe. We go and get a what? A J-O-B. 1, 2, 3, 4, it's 5 BMWs in here. Black men working. Clap your hands. Yep. And so we get insurance. We get not one gun, not two guns. But in my household, well, I'm not going to tell my business, but we have guns with an S. There's a need to feel safe. There's something on the inside of us that's a need. That's a need. And he says that once we feel like we got a little J-O-B on this tier, it's cool. We got some guns. We feel like we have insurance. Thank God for insurance, right? Why do you get insurance? Because you want to feel secure. What's on the inside of you that feels like you need to get insurance? I trust God, but you have gazillion dollars of insurance. Then he moves from there to the social need. We talked about what word last week? Oxytocin. So when I look at you and I smile and give you a big smile, and I say, hey, beautiful, oxytocin has just been released in the room. And so there's a need to feel like we matter. Do I matter to my wife, to my husband? Do I matter to the church? Do I matter on my job? So it's not enough to have a job, but do they like me on my job? Or am I getting a raise this year? Amen. We're making good money. But the raise signals to us and fulfills that need to what? feel like we belong and that we are needed. And then once, it's like this hierarchy of needs is interesting. It starts off physical. Like we need food, we need water, but then it seems like it transitioned to things that are not physical. It goes from material to immaterial. It goes to things that's on the inside of us. Yes, we need clothing. It's important. Amen. And so from there, he says, you good. You got a raise. You got a promotion on your job. And you're like, wait, there's got to be more. Anybody ever felt in life as you get more birthdays, it's got to be more. It's just got to be more to this. It's got to be more to this marriage. It's got to be more to this job. It's got to be more. It's just got to be more to this family. It's just got to be more. I am looking at your life in the room. I would feel like you have it going on. You got it going on. You look great. You will probably respond, but there's more. There's more to me than meets the eye. And so Maslow is saying, yes, you are motivated to make decisions to fill that need of esteem. Esteem. Of course, we're over 18, so in a marriage, even as we go through life, we feel like sex is important. We feel like intimacy is important. Being booed up is important because that has a lot to do with oxytocin and feeling like if she gives me a kiss, she loves me. And my breath stink. I mean, that signals, it's more than just I love you. It's saying, man, she has the spirit of long-suffering, which you see the correlation, long-suffering, sticking with me. That's kind of like God-like attributes. All right, this thing is deep and it's phenomenal. Then the penultimate, who am I? It's got to be more. I'm making six figures. I got a car. But why am I depressed? Why do I feel empty? Why am I married and feel lonely? Why am I single, making good money and not satisfied? So this is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So imagine let's go back to the bottom level. This is where we're going to stop today. So there is a biblical answer. Everybody say there's a biblical advice. Need advice. Advice for the need. We have needs. Amen. We have needs. Everybody shout out, I have needs. All right. And so, but imagine if it is true, and obviously we do have needs. The Bible says God will supply all of our, singular, all of our need. It doesn't say needs. Very interesting. All of our need. There's an overarching need here. All of our need. But imagine if at the bottom level, it's missing. That we have an inadequate supply of food. That need is coming up short, and we don't feel safe. Imagine a person that's homeless. How are they behaving? What type of choices are they making? That's why I love psychology. I may go back to school one day and get a psychology degree. It's about $20,000. My Cash App is, I can't remember, but because it explains why people behave the way they behave. A person that doesn't feel secure is going to come to church and act a certain. They may linger in the sanctuary a little bit longer. No, imagine a person that cannot sleep. I can't sleep, but why can I not sleep? Am I stressed? Am I in fear if I'm a child of somebody may come into my room and do XYZ? So when they come to school, they go to school, they act a certain way because they are sleepy. The only place they can sleep is school or over your house because they feel safe at your house. Again, the needs actually triggers a certain behavior. I put can't breathe because in 2020 it just takes on a different connotation. But we need air. Maslow says air is a physiological need. We obviously need air, but it just seems different in 2020. But imagine if you can't breathe. If you are breathing, but you can't breathe. Like, hold on, I just need to catch my breath. Like, if you hear some news, I've heard some news this week, and I'm like, I just need a moment to what? Breathe. What if week to week you find yourself always needing to catch your breath because from one news to the next, from one trauma to the next. So I know Maslow is saying we need air, we need to breathe, but in the spirit, we need to breathe. We need to have a spirit where we feel like we can, in other words, breathing is synonymous with peace. Anybody need peace? So it's so loaded, the bottom tier, but once we have this taken care of, we will probably graduate to another tier. And then we check off the box and we'll graduate. You can almost tell where people are by listening to their conversation. People that are not worried about food rarely talk about trying to fight for food. They are not people that have insurance don't really talk about what? Health insurance. They don't talk about insurance. People that normally takes 2 or 3 vacations a year, if they are talking about vacations, they are talking about doing what? Going on another vacation. So you can almost listen, especially if you're trying to help meet a need of a fellow brother and sister. Just listen to what they are not talking about. It will tell you what they need. If they're not talking about it, or if they are talking about it, if they are blatant, if they're bold with it, you can almost look at the context clues. You can smell the need. You can look at somebody. You can look at somebody, but also look at somebody through the spirit and see the need. Song says, God looks beyond my faults and see my need. Interesting, need. So imagine if there's a gap, if there's a not an adequate supply of the first tier. If there's a hole, if there's a lack, imagine the type of behavior that will happen. People will lie, cheat, steal, and kill to fulfill those needs. I'm not saying it's an excuse, amen? It is not an excuse to steal, lie, and cheat for food, but it is an explanation. It's an explanation. If you need safety and you need warmth and you need clothes, it's an explanation that Taquisha is acting out in school. It's not an excuse, but it's an explanation. Amen? And so that's why I agree with Maslow that food, water, shelter, rest. Everybody say rest. Just a good night's sleep. Amen? My goodness, my dad said, Alfie's, I just hadn't slept good. I'm like, why? I mean, you gone all day, father. So you should be wore out when you get to the house. I'm not sleeping good because of things that are going on. Food, water, shelter, rest, air, sleep. Thank God I've come bearing biblical answers. Need advice. Advice for the need. Need advice? And this is what I will end with today, all right? I'm not this smart. God is omniscient. So he says in James 1:27, that's why it's so important for us to, I'm sorry, I'm skipping James 2. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well, and well-fed. Is that good enough? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Just be warm, sir. No, but does nothing about their physical needs. What good is it? If it's within our power to help and fix and advise, We should do it. Amen. Individuals are revealing a need to us every single day. Are we ignoring it? Are we embracing it? So need advice, James 1:27 is right there at the first tier, food, water, shelter, rest, air, sleep. Because James 1:27 says, religion that our God Father accepts as pure. So I know a lot of people are anti-religion these days. You hear, I'm not religious. But the root word of religion is what? Religion. So we have religion. And so God accepts this type of religion. All right. Are y'all hearing that like I'm hearing it? I'm over religion. But God accepts as pure and faultless religion is looking after orphans. Maslow's physiological needs. They need a home. Amen. They need a place to sleep. They need food and water. It's not just overseeing orphans. It is contributing or opening up your home. And widows in their distress, and keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Important. These needs are important, and there are biblical answers. Everybody's okay? A few more biblical answers. Need advice? James, Matthew 6:31 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Yes, we have a need to be clothed. We need water. We need shelter. Obviously, but we have somebody that can supply all of our need. Psalm 37:25 says, I was young. This scripture is not for any of us because all of us are still young. But in the future, we will love the scripture. I was young and now I am what? Old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. Guys, if we're righteous, not only are we going to eat well, but our children will eat well. Amen. He's going to look after righteous folks. He's going to put food on the table for you and for your kids. Your grandkids are going to eat because you are righteous. Amen. Steak that they didn't be right for. Enjoying some lobster that they did not act right for. John 6:35. Almost finished. Everybody say need. John 6:35. Then Jesus declared physical needs and spiritual needs. That's bringing balance to what Maslow has discovered and organized. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. How many, we hear it in church, my spirit is so what? Full. My spirit is full. Anybody ever, after Elder Jerry finished singing, your stomach is not full, but what? Your spirit is full. Amen. We've been in worship. We've been giving his due. And our spirit is full. That's what the scripture is talking about. He is the bread of life. Amen. He is the bread of life. You can run out of physical food and still be okay in the spirit. Matthew 6:26. Obviously, we need food. We need water. Who do you put your trust in? Is it the government? 1,000% no. Amen. It is not Trump. It is not even Biden. Amen. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air. Everybody say, look at them. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Before I read the last two lines, do birds have more faith than us? Next time you look at a bird and say, that bird potentially has more faith than I do, because it woke up this morning and it just started whistling. Well, I guess I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to get fed. That is faith. The Bible says, are you not more value than they? Everybody say, I'm valuable. Every time you see a bird and you see a bird eating, take a picture, take a selfie, post it on Instagram. But get confident, because you are more valuable than the bird. And if he can look over, what's the song that says? His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. Y'all sing it. Yes, me. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me. Obviously, we need rest. We need sleep. That is important. I hate sleep, y'all. Stretch your hands towards this way, because when you don't sleep, you snore a little bit more. And she's like, yes. Hey, can you turn over on your stomach, baby? That means I'm snoring. We do need rest. It's just laying there asleep. It's so boring. I don't have trouble sleeping, for the record, but we do need sleep according to this hierarchy of needs. And then God knows how important it is for us to have rest, to have sleep. Amen? We do need rest. First of all, we need to rest in him. Matthew 11 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Thank you, Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Just let that sink in. Rest in Jesus. So the top dog, so we've checked this off according to Maslow, and then now we feel like, yes, I got water. There's more, because it is definitely more to life than drinking and eating. Amen. It is more to life than eating. And so, but what does God want for us? What is this need, this business, this kingdom business that the Bible talks about? And so next week we're gonna uncover, we're gonna talk about the next levels in this hierarchy of needs. We're gonna talk about it, and there will be advice from the Bible. Biblical advice, need advice, advice for the need, because obviously, what does the Bible say about safety and insurance? And so next week we will dig in a little bit more. Homeless versus homeowner. Who's more happy? Who's the happiest? The single or the married? The poor or the rich? I would think there would be zero suicides for the rich. Amen. But that's not the case. I would think there would be zero domestic violence calls for the married folks. But that's not the case. There's something missing. And when these needs are not met, remember, people will lie, cheat, steal, and kill in order to fulfill these needs that we have. Amen. They are going to the wrong source. They're going to the wrong source. Janitor versus the CEO. Who's the happiest? Is it the person that's making $17,000 or $200,000? Yes, we need to feel like we belong, but why do they choose a gang over a church? Because these vitamins and supplements are behaviors of getting those needs met in the wrong place. So unhealthy diets, promiscuity, substance abuse, thirst baiting, 50,000 selfies on social media with you in the restroom is a void. I'm just sorry. Amen. I see your toothpaste, and then I'm seeing you at the airport, and I'm not talking about anybody. It's just so many pictures. I'm like, give me something. Give me a caption. But there's a need that needs to be filled. Amen. And they're not promoting anything but letting us know that, man, I am thirst baiting. I am fishing for compliments. I am fishing for likes. And so there's a biblical answer for that need. Amen. Because when we go to the wrong source, my God, please stand. Of course, unhealthy relationships. So Maslow is smart, but God is smarter. And so Jesus is the answer. He's the answer for the world today. I just wanted to read these lyrics. I don't plan on singing this. You know, if I give the mic to you guys, y'all sing it, F sharp. Jesus is the answer. Let's read this together. Ready, set, go. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. I said I wasn't going to say it. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is the way. Let's read this. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of the old past, they seem to face you every day. There's one thing I know for sure. Let's sing it. Jesus is the way. Clap your hands. Hope you are encouraged. Everybody say, God. I know it's not correct English. God got us. Everybody say, God got us. Everybody say, God got us. We're okay. We're going to be okay. Everybody say, look to the hills. Everybody say, look to the hills. From whence cometh your help. Everybody say, my help cometh from the Lord. Not from CNN. Not from Fox. Not from the White House. Y'all should be clapping on that because that's the best option. Jesus is, let's go home on this. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him.